It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson. I've got Jim Johnson. I've got Mo Stewart. I've got Ian Ryan. We're going to end with Anne Shore and Alex Hurst on the League Cup final. Spoke to them. Just doing pretty much big match atmosphere, warm-up stuff. I tried to get them both to do it to knockout, to be honest with you. And it was a lot of diminishing returns, too cool for school. So in the end, we just had to chat with both of them and we'll go from there. But we're going to do the games as the way in which we do. We'll gloss over the Reds. Not because I'm particularly negative about them. I think they're going to get a result against Crystal Palace, more because all the shows will involve them. One of them, pre-match warm-up, hosted by the wonderful Ian Ryan. He is opposite me, and Ian will start Fulham versus Wolves. I sent you something with not much notice, so you might not have had the chance to read it.
I think you were literally doing the show
when I sent it to you.
In tribute to the late, great John Motson.
With zero amount of prep, whereas I'm sure John himself would have done all sorts. But I knew, but hadn't got round to telling anybody else, that Fulham are absolutely doing a number on expected goals. They've only had better expected goals than their opponents on 7 occasions this season. A match-winning lead, like they're often just a teeny little bit better. The time has been a clear golf where you'd expect them to win the game, that's only twice. But here we are, Ian, and they are where they are on the table. And for me, it's a real triumph of educating your players, not just coaching them, but educating them and getting them through challenges and preparing them for what's to come in the Premier League. You know, there's going to be a lot of chat towards the end of the season around who should get a Manager of the Year award. There'll be, if City win the league, people will say, but Arteta did really, really well, he came really close. If Newcastle win the League Cup and finish in a European place, people say they've done really, really well. As I sit here and Fulham sit sixth, Marco Silva, for me, has done a phenomenal job of preparing his players to move from the Championship to the Premier League. He's got them in a great psychological sense. They pick their moments, and when there is blood to be smelt, they don't just smell it, but they kill the opposition side.
He's the kind of manager, if you'd had him, you'd never let him go. But then, you know, who am I to, you know, throw stones? No, he's done brilliant, Neil. I think they look like an extremely well-coached football team. And I think you talked about XG and stuff there. You know, the game against Brighton, how they've come away with a victory there is just ridiculous, because they're on the back foot for the whole match. I think they end up having about 5 shots over the course of the game, but there's not many on target. And Brighton have ended up with about 20-odd shots and they've not been able to force one over the line. But they get the win. They don't have Mitrovic. I think Bobby Reid plays up front forward on that day as well. I think there's almost little success stories all over the park where you're looking at the two fullbacks and they've been great for them as well, Robinson and Tete. There's obviously Paulini in the middle of the park as well. So loads of players have really stepped up. There was a lot of talk, and I know Mitrovic didn't play against Brighton, as I said, but there's a lot of talk about, you know, can he do it in the Premier League, for instance, because his record wasn't great. He had a great record at international level, but not in the Premier League.